In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as you got some action tonight. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Miami Heat, they are taking on the Orlando Magic in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. That game, of course, will be heard on
Amazon Prime.
So you can watch it on Amazon Prime. You can listen to it here on your Miami Heat audio experience. 6 o'clock is your tip-off. Early tip-off tonight for your Miami Heat. So if you got dinner plans, cancel them. You got Heat basketball to watch, baby. They will get going tonight. Tyler Hero supposed to be back after missing a couple of games with the toe contusion. Pella Larson, Davion Mitchell, both expected to play as well. Franz Wagner, he is not expected to play. He's going to be out for weeks with a bad high ankle sprain. So, tough blow for the Orlando Magic. If the Heat win this game, they will go to Las Vegas. I think Saturday is the game.
Yes.
Saturday is the game, and they will either take on the New York Knicks or the Toronto Raptors.
Now, if you do lose,
then you take on the loser of that game.
Where?
I don't know
home
when.
Or away?
My guess, Vlad, would be because the Heat are the lowest seed, I'm going to guess it's a road game, but I don't really know, to be honest with you. I'm not positive. I'm just guessing. Because we're the lowest seed, because we're a wild card, we didn't win a group, I'm guessing that we're the road team. But I don't know that for sure. I'm just guessing.
Because I would love an added extra game, but obviously it would probably be better in Vegas than, you know.
Yeah.
Than local.
You think this Adam Silver is going to address the Terry Rozier stuff in Las Vegas? You know, he's got to do a lot of media.
I don't think that would be the appropriate place.
Why would it not be the appropriate place? He was in court yesterday, pleaded not guilty, and I want Adam Silver.
Oh.
You want to talk about crimes?
You want me to give you an answer right now?
No. What I want?
No. I'm going to tell you what the answer is going to be. Somebody's going to ask him about it, and he's going to say, I don't want to talk about pending court stuff.
No, there's no court nothing. There's no court nothing. It has nothing. You want to know why he can't do that? Why that's bull bleep? Because there's nothing legal about him not disclosing a league investigation 2 years ago. Has nothing legal. There's nothing. There's no legalities about that. So if he tries to do that, that is in the words of the great Khabib Nurmagomedov, number one bull bleep.
Okay.
That's what that would be. Because he knows what he did.
Right.
He knows what he did. Right. And I'm asking, nay, demanding that Adam Silver, you know, there's a lot of testimonies going on right now, but what about Adam Silver answering for his crimes?
So you're basically suggesting or saying that he knew about this before he let the trade happen.
I'm not. I don't think it. I don't feel it. I know it.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
Because nobody told the Miami Heat, and these rat bastards tried to sweep it under the rug. that he got flagged for gambling the day it happened.
Right, right. Okay.
And then all of a sudden he's got a foot injury. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My foot, my ass. Mm. Ridiculous, by the way.
Minus one for hobnobbery.
No.
For tardiness.
She got. Oh. She has an excuse this time.
What about you? You were tardy too.
What's your tardiness?
I was making sure she was okay.
She came in like 10 minutes after you.
Are you getting attacked?
It's not been 10 minutes either.
Were you
for tardiness?
Hold on. You can't just say something like that and just, you know, just leave it like that.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what were you guys up to?
Me?
Yeah, you were like.
Let me just say.
I can't really disclose what happened to me
on
the radio.
Our sweet, innocent girl, Jennifer, is very hungry.
Mm-hmm.
To the fact of the matter, she went all monkey on a cupcake on some chips.
Mm.
And may or may not have gotten chips everywhere. And basically had to almost get undressed to get the chips off of her.
What in the world?
This is why I didn't want to say anything.
You're eating like a maniac?
God.
What's going on
animal.
With you?
What are you, a bear?
This is because of the chipmunk cheeks?
No. It was just...
I'm just hungry,
she
guys.
Was so
I'm
happy.
Like a rock Wait, bottom here.
You should have seen the satisfaction that she was having with those bag of chips. Vlad.
That is the most...
She popped the bag. Pop!
Oh my God.
You know you're a different level hungry when you pop the bag.
I'm telling you guys, I've been going through misery. I am miserable.
We're sorry.
And so, yeah, that's why I didn't order any real food.
I gotcha.
I didn't want to, like, just, you know, dangle a couple of jerk wings, you know, or.
Yeah. Well, speaking of jerk wings, Adam Silver, I need you.
He's about the same size as chicken
wings. Dude, I'm telling you right now, this guy better come out here with an explanation this weekend in Las Vegas if the Heat make it, because I'm going to tell you something.
He's
I'm not having
gonna
this.
He's not going to do
nonsense.
That.
You better. He better say something.
But he's not going to do that.
I want my pick back.
That ain't happening.
I want my pick back.
Get it back.
He could fix this like that.
You think?
Yes. He's the commissioner. He could do whatever he wants. And all he's been doing is having a broom in his hand and sweeping things under the rug.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard gambling up the wazoo.
But what are you going to, like, the only thing that he could do right now, and I don't even know how possible this is, would be to admit a crime.
What crime?
By knowing there was a situation and allowing the trade to happen. That seems like some...
Something that could at least be made right by giving me back my pick!
Wait! If you make it right, you're admitting to the wrongdoing.
They know what they did. There's a reason the Hornets didn't say anything to ESPN.
Because
ESPN did a deep dive on it, and they asked him for comment, and the Hornets were like... No comment.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
You know the world we live in.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with your work.
What the hell does that mean?
Let me get to it. Even if somebody is 100% dead ass wrong,
mm-hmm.
are they going to admit it? Do you admit it?
When I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ass. When I'm wrong? When I'm wrong?
Minus one.
Why?
Minus one.
Minus one.
I can't even think of what to call it.
For sass.
No, not even sass. What's
for
the word?
Deception.
Not catfishing. What's the other word?
Catfishing.
For deception.
No. What's the word the kids use today?
Cap?
6-7.
For capping?
No.
No cap?
No. When you just do what you just did.
What did I just do?
Deflect, like,
gaslighting.
I did not gaslight.
What's gaslighting? Isn't that deception?
Yes, deception.
Hmm. Yeah. Fraud.
I've been hitting the deception button. Oh. He goes, it was not deception.
Sometimes it takes a while to hit him through, you know? Listen. No cap.
Okay. Hey.
What's up?
Don't take, see, this is what you do.
What?
All the heat is on you.
He deflects.
And then you just deflect it.
There is no heat on me.
Me.
There's no heat
really?
On me. There's no heat on me.
Oh, my goodness.
The heat is on.
The radio.
Audio experience tonight, 4:45. Get you ready for heat.
4:45?
That's preheat.
Well, the game's at 6.
Yeah. I know.
By the way, I didn't like the way. Why don't they just have this, the Western Conference game at 10 p.m. today?
I don't know.
or had OKC.
Are they having their early? They having their game early?
Or at least have it at 9:30.
No, they play normal times tomorrow. I don't know.
No, the
because they have a game in Toronto, so they have two East Coast games. So they're trying to do.
Oh, so they're doing
it's 6 o'clock
they have,
and 8:30.
Oh, so they have two East Coast games here.
Yeah,
but the West Coast they have. Okay,
yeah, they're playing. Yeah. The East is today, the West is tomorrow. But they could have split it up. They could have had one team. One game from the East today, one game from the West.
They could have went East, West, East,
right.
West.
And then have a regular type of programming schedule. You could have OKC, Phoenix at 7, and then have like, you know. No, you could have had Orlando, Miami at 7, have OKC and Phoenix at 9:30.
Right.
No, no. 6 p.m.
Crimson says, it's not going away, so Adam Silver has no choice.
Crimson?
Crimson Madison.
Bama fan?
No.
Yeah.
Well, he has a Heat logo.
Okay.
I like how you just squint to check. Get you some glasses.
Tobin's nose shrinks every time he admits he's wrong.
I wish.
No. He do. It's about
I'll
right.
Do it a lot more.
Hey, it ain't shrinking. That's what he's saying.
I don't like this dude.
He said you got to look like Kazoo.
Kazoo?
No, you're not a little Muppet.
That's Gonzo.
Gonzo.
It's Gonzo.
What the hell are you talking
Gonzo.
About?
Gonzo. Who's Kazoo?
Minus one.
I know Kazoo. Kazoo is the green guy in the Flintstones. You got the helmet. That's
little
who we
space
always
alien?
Make. Yeah, when so, yeah, oh, yeah. The space oh, alien. Yeah. When we make fun
I'm
of somebody.
I'm going to destroy the Earth.
It's Marvin the Martian, you idiot.
What is
minus one?
No, Leroy, leave the.
What are you doing?
It's been a while since I watched a cartoon.
Clearly.
Somebody said my wife always admits when I'm wrong.
Take a break. Back after this.
I got all my little.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of game day uncensored here. Brought to us by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Dolphins got Monday Night Football coming on up against the Steelers. Mike McDaniel, this is what he had to say on Devon Achan and his injury.
He was very clear during the game that, you know, if I needed him, he could go out there. However, it was uncomfortable. It felt better today, but like I said, we will potentially manage it just depending on how he feels each and every day.
Why are you shaking your head?
Oh, yeah. Adrenaline is something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've told you all the times that I played and didn't realize for 2 days I had broken ribs.
Mm.
So the key and the most important thing is he said he felt better today. Because I didn't feel better.
No?
No, it got
worse. This is what he had to say about how the injury happened.
I think it was the reception. He kind of got hit. The converted check down left to right, and then he fell on the ball out of bounds on his last play. So,
yeesh. No bueno.
Mm-mm. Falling on the football, I broke my hand.
Damn, really?
Yeah, I had the point of the football, fell on the point of the ball, broke my hamate.
Jeez.
Twice.
That's how that happened?
Yeah.
You broke your hand?
Yeah.
How'd you eat?
What do you mean? I had two hands. Same way I wiped my butt.
Oh, so you had to use the opposite hand?
Yeah.
Well, he does ask a fair question because one time he wanted to get surgery on both thumbs.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
I still haven't had surgery on the other one.
It hurt.
Well, you couldn't have it both on the same
yes,
day?
Yes, I wanted to get it out of the way.
He wanted to go
he
lobster
was set
claws.
On it.
This ain't wisdom teeth, buddy.
No, I'm just saying. I just wanted to get it out of the way.
Mike Tomlin.
The doctor said, mm-mm.
Mike Tomlin addressed the media today.
Can we do about that same? Mm-mm.
Mike Tomlin addressed the media today. He was asked about Philip Rivers making his return.
They went to high school together.
You have a 42-year-old quarterback. Can a 44-year-old who hasn't played in 5 years come back and play Philip Rivers?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Colts are supposed to work him up.
That's none of my business, man.
I'm trying to be ready for the Dolphins.
When you talk about...
Hey.
That's a good response.
As it should be.
Well.
Right? As it should be.
But you can see in his face. That sounds like a terrible idea.
I mean, he can't say that.
Well, I mean, he's got a very old quarterback. But his quarterback hasn't been out for 5 years.
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference in being 42 but played every year, even though that has its own set of issues, versus not playing football for 5 years. And it ain't not playing football for 5 years and coming back at like 38. No, it's coming back at 44.
How many years has Tannehill been out? Three? Has he not played, or two?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be if the Dolphins called up Tannehill and be like, hey, can you give us a couple weeks here, Tanny? Can you dial it up?
Dial it up.
I used to want to do this bit with Dan Marino. I mean, obviously it's too old now, but there was a window there, maybe. Could have dialed it up.
How do you think? Can I ask you a question?
Going. Yeah.
How do you think that would go with Dan Marino?
I don't know.
And you
zinging it. This old line.
He could still probably put a ball through your chest.
Hmm.
I don't think that.
It's like power. It's the last thing.
There's certain guys that had arm strength that was even uncommon for the NFL. And I can go through the list.
Vinny.
Now, Vinny, he had an arm, but not like Dan Marino. Jeff George. Randall Cunningham. Dan Marino. Who threw the prettiest ball? I've never seen Warren Moon throw a pass that wasn't a perfect spiral. This is practice, game, or whatever.
He's got kind of a weird throwing motion, though, Philip Rivers.
He kind of shot puts it.
Yeah, it's like a sidearm kind of thing.
So
Tate's house is, I don't know. Did you see Marino on that drum?
Well, I mean, he's 60 something.
Man. What's up? What are you looking at?
What's wrong?
What do you mean, what's wrong?
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought she was like trying to kiss somebody.
Wait, who? The host?
The host?
Yeah.
Who's she trying to kiss? The screen?
I don't know. Her face is just
Leroy.
Like that.
Well, listen, you guys can guess what show it is. Don't have to worry about it. He can say what he wants. Nobody has to know.
Was I wrong? You laugh because I was right.
I think that might be
see
a child of your former boss.
Hmm.
Look. Back at you.
Leroy.
Dude, that. Okay. Stop.
Leroy.
You guys get mad at me. Was I lying? Okay.
Leroy.
I'm just being honest.
You know.
I'm not shaming.
You know what's funny about this, right? Dude. You know that's the daughter of the jersey, of the owner of the jersey you're wearing.
Oh, really?
That's Bianchi?
Biscotti.
Biscotti?
Daughter. Yeah.
Way to narrow it down.
Biscotti. I thought that was a cookie.
I thought that was a cookie, too. I don't know what that guy's name is. Bishotti, I think it is.
Yeah.
That's his daughter?
He's a cool dude.
That's his daughter. You're rocking his jersey. You're rocking his hoodie.
I'm rocking the free stuff.
He's got one of them faces.
It just happened to have that name on it.
Ah, well, yeah.
That is a cool hoodie.
Yeah. Oh, it is? I didn't know.
Was it going to stop you from before?
No! Am I lying?
Wouldn't it be crazy if Philip Rivers...
I'm not lying. Why is everybody offended by the truth?
Wouldn't it be crazy if
no, seriously. Why is everybody offended by the truth?
I mean, we could have just kept it anonymous. That's all.
You're the one that... I just said, girl, we got seven TVs in here.
Actually, it was me.
It was soccer. We got seven TVs in here.
No, we don't. We got two. And when is it?
No, but I'm looking at the TV over here, too. Over on...
AJ Hawk looks
Radio
a little,
Libre.
AJ Hawk looks a little Botoxed.
Oh, you're going through all the TVs.
He looks like
he does.
He looks like he's in a wind tunnel.
He ain't reading those books.
That's not real. That's just a background, guys.
What?
Clearly.
Those books.
You sure?
Yes. Positive.
Oh, we don't think Ohio State teaches very well.
Right, I don't even.
Leroy?
Philip Rivers, man. Crazy. Yeah. That's like, and this, you know, immediately at the point where, like, he's being asked about this, he's like, he thinks he's being punked.
Yeah, he's like, what? Excuse me?
A 42-year-old quarterback. Can a 44-year-old who hasn't played in 5 years come back and play? Philip Rivers?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Colts are supposed to work him out.
That's none of my business, man. I'm trying to get ready for the Dolphins.
It was right at this point where he's just like, that's none of my business.
Yeah. I have a question. Who do you think is more mobile right now? 44-year-old Philip Rivers or Tua?
I guess we're going to find out.
I would say Tua is.
But how much? But how much?
Because understand that Philip Rivers has never been a scrambler.
I know. Neither has Tua.
Tua had one nice throw on the run this week.
When he rolls out, he can throw the ball on the run. Like, I don't know why
he was throwing the ball at the goal. Like, I don't know what the play call was, why he decided that. Like, those two plays to Jalen Wright in the danger zone. I don't know what the hell was going on there.
What is the danger zone?
In your own end zone, dude. What are we doing?
Wait, Vlad, as long as I've been around football, I've never heard the danger zone.
Oh, it's the danger zone, dude.
You see them two balls he threw in the danger zone?
When you are in a spot where your punter is going to punt from the own end
zone. Oh, when he got to do this?
That's the danger zone.
When you see
the
punter do this to see where his feet are?
Yep. Yep. Danger zone. Take a break. Final segment coming on up. By the way, if you want to go to see Mike Tyson, Mike Tyson's coming this Sunday to the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino with his Return of the Mike show. If you guys want to go, caller number, what do you want to do?
Let's do three.
Caller three to 305-567-0560. Caller three is going to win a pair of tickets to go see Mike Tyson's one-man show, Return of the Mike. And if you guys want to win those, be caller number three to 305-567-0560. Stories and more from Iron Mike. For details on how you can win, keep on listening to our show all week. We got tickets all week on the show. But right now, caller number three to 305-567-0560 will win a pair of tickets. The tickets are also available for purchase at casino.hardrock.com/Hollywood/events. But caller three is going to win those tickets to Mike Tyson.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. So Will Manso tweeted out yesterday. You were asking this about the parade for the Pinks?
Yep.
Will Manso tweeted out yesterday, there are no plans for an Inter-Miami championship parade, but the club is planning on lots of events to celebrate the title at and the opening of Freedom Park over the next few months. Tomorrow, Messi will be at Chase Stadium to kick off the Messi Cup. Fans can attend for free. And that was today at 10 a.m. So
the Messi Cup.
Yeah.
The hell's the Messi Cup?
I don't know. But it's so, I guess they're not having a parade. They're just having like a lot of events, you know, to go around town and celebrate. Right. But no parade. I think they're also very confused on where to put it. That's why. But I did ask Google AI, I said, do MLS teams have parades? They said, yeah, most of the time they do have parades.
Mm-hmm.
But no parade is planned as of right now. So, I don't know. Because I didn't know. I was genuinely like, does soccer do parades? Is that a thing? Maybe because, you know,
are
soccer.
Are you kidding me? When they win, like when you win Champions League,
mm-hmm.
that's a big celebration.
I know it's a big celebration, but in Europe, do they do parades? That's like an American thing. I don't know if they, I mean,
you get driven in on a team bus.
Uh-huh.
Now is it the chips this time?
Mm.
You know,
last segment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, chips ahoy!
Minus one for tardiness.
Was there some birds? But either way, you should have a bus with the players holding, you know, Messi holding the MLS Cup down the street with the fans celebrating and throwing things.
I feel like it would. I feel like people would go crazy for it down here. Like but if you did it, like I feel like
where?
A ton of. I don't know. I don't know.
Is
I think,
Las Olas just Panthers? It's like the Panthers have claimed that.
Well, they didn't do Las Olas. They did more. They did the beach. Like they did. They went down A1A. But I don't know, Vlad. Like it's a good question because it's a Miami team that played in Broward. So I don't know what the answer to that is, and that's probably what they're confused about too. They're probably like, I don't know, you know. And also, it's like. You know, I don't know. Maybe Messi's too – like, look, Messi's such a legend, right? Even I can recognize this, and I'm not the biggest soccer fan in the world. But, you know, my kid doesn't really – he can name probably, like, 5 athletes, and Messi's one of them, you know? Like, right. It's like Dwayne Wade, Otani, Cheetah, and Messi. Like, that's probably his list. And
– Cheetah.
Yeah, Messi. He doesn't even know his real name. He just knows him as the Cheetah.
Right.
But – I don't know. Like, maybe is Messi above a parade? You know, is he too big for a parade?
No. Are you kidding me? He had a parade when Argentina won the World Cup.
That's the World Cup,
he
dude.
He had a parade when they had
that's
a
the world. That's what I'm saying. Like
Barcelona
this,
had a parade when he won La Liga.
He has 40 plus trophies. So this was kind of like his side, you know, like, hey, I'm going to get a little ownership, some Apple money,
that
you know.
Funny. I was. people were ranking, like, where does the MLS Cup?
Where does it rank? I don't know.
It's like some people had like 13th, I think, like 17, maybe 33 in his accomplishments. But it's big in America.
Heat Colt says, can Tobin name an MMA fighter more known than Messi? No, there's no one. Not even Conor McGregor's bigger than Messi.
No, no, it's not.
Nobody's bigger than Messi.
No. It's something about being worldwide.
The only person in fighting who I think even compares to Messi is Mike Tyson right now. That's like alive. Like maybe Muhammad Ali back in the day. But no, I don't think there's no MMA fighter. No, no way. No. But like, I think Tyson's probably like the only boxer that, you know, of recent ilk that could span that, just because, you know, there's a reason why, like, everybody still tunes in, and you know, even if he's putting his ass cheeks out to fight Jake Paul, you're going to watch him.
It was out.
And you can also watch him at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino next week for a return of the mic.
Good one.
Hopefully buns are not out.
Yeah, hopefully no. Yeah, hopefully cheeks are covered. So, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Point for Tobin.
I think it would be cool, but I think two things. One, he might be above that. Maybe just, you know, maybe just the Beckhams have a parade. You know, just have just all of them. Posh. You know.
They have kids?
Yeah, they got three kids.
Yeah.
The baby Beckhams. Weren't they beefing?
Who?
With the baby Beckhams were beefing?
I think weren't the baby Beckhams beefing? I thought that was a thing.
I don't think
so. I can't keep up with all the drama.
Wait, did you see the whole thing about Anthony Joshua wanting to go into business with Jake Paul?
No.
After the fight?
No, what did he say?
Well, that's all I know.
Oh.
Oh, so that means he's going to tank and let him win?
I think so.
Everybody's so afraid he's taking a dive.
He can't.
He wants to work with Jake Paul after the fight, man.
Doesn't he have two big fights after this fight?
He's supposed to fight Fury in the fall, and he's supposed to have another fight, I think, sometime in the winter. I think he's gonna. I honestly think he's. Here's the only the way JVig is he like could like legitimately hurt him, and like maybe Jake Paul withstands it, and then he's like, I don't really want to hurt this kid, and maybe carries him for a little bit. But everybody said, even Usyk was like, this is gonna be crazy. He's gonna annihilate this guy. Props to Jake Paul for stepping in. This is huge stones.
I don't know what the hell wrong with people.
Why?
What do you mean?
This is what everybody's wanted, is it not? You wanted to see Jake Paul get knocked out.
Yes.
I didn't want. Well, I mean, yes. Are we gonna be shocked at the outcome of this? Like, is he gonna be able to compete or no?
Dude, if he's Why not in a hospital, if he's not in a stretcher by the third round, then it's a farce. All right? Right. That man cannot gain that much weight unless he's on the, you know, on the special.
The sauce.
Well, he's always been, what, 225?
Yeah.
Jake Paul? Nah, he's usually fought like 190.
Yeah, okay. He's going to be in like 220.
Dude, they're in two different zip codes as far as size. Like, I mean, like, it's ridiculous.
And you think he really could hurt Anthony Joshua?
Well, I mean, wait. Think about this. If he thought it was okay to fight Gervonta, mm-hmm. then it's okay for him to fight.
Oh, yeah, he said yes to right. whatever.
Right.
He said his what the hell is the guy's name? His promoter was like, oh, he goes, I actually thought the Gervonta fight was a tougher fight. I'm like, he's like, he wasn't going to win a decision against him. I'm like, yeah, probably not. Mm-hmm. But he's like, I think Jake can win a decision against Anthony Joshua. I'm like, you do? Like, if I was his manager, I'd be like, no, like, what? It's a Hail Mary knockout. Like, that's what he wins by. Right. I mean, like, unless Anthony Joshua is so petrified to throw punches because he's going to get caught. Like, sometimes you'll see that. Like, I can't be the guy that gets knocked out by Jake Paul. You know, but like, I don't think that's going to be his. I don't think he's in danger in right. a Jake Paul fight. He's too big. He's been in there with too many good guys.
And he's a world champ. What do you think? World champs are just not a whole bunch of them.
So I'm excited, though. I do want to see the spectacle. Can't lie. I'm not going to tune away. I'm going to be boots on the ground.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that credentials?
Yeah. Yeah. You want the link?
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
I ain't doing that the next Friday.
Boots on the ground.
It's the 19th?
Next Friday.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's next Friday.
No, I'm out.
I'll let you know how it goes.
I gotta get ready for my...
Your Rhinestone Cowboy Party.
Bedazzled.
Is it going to be a DIY? Like, are you going to do it yourself? Bedazzle your jeans?
You understand. I'm with Big Spoon. She does all that. She'll have a chance.
We want pictures.
Are you wearing a black hat?
Are you wearing a cowboy hat?
He's wearing a cowboy hat. Ain't no way you go. You wearing a cowboy hat, buddy.
Mm-mm. What's wrong with
howdy,
you?
Howdy, partner.
I mean, it works. You're in Davie.
Flat, that don't even sound right.
There's a new sheriff in town. And he goes by the name of Reggie Hammond.
What are you doing after this? You going to Publix to, you know, wrangle up some varmints?
I'm going to the gym.
You should go to Publix in your cowboy outfit.
He basically does every day to make sure everybody's abiding by Publix bylaws.
I still can't believe how you were so bothered by this man's parking.
D-Sizzle, you're wrong.
You parked the wrong way.
Was he already parked when you got there?
Huh?
Was he already parked when you got there?
He pulled in front of me. I was coming down the right way, and he pulled in the wrong way and parked.
This is what set him off. Like, you know, the idea that he's... And he's like, we're sitting here. We don't realize that this guy cut him off and took the spot that he wanted. And he's furious about it.
He got the one right next door. It's fine.
No, that's after a car pulled out. It wasn't there when...
Libra's going through like a... What do? You check on all the pre-cut cold cuts? Make sure everybody's abiding by the bylaws there as well?
No. I go in, get my necessary items.
Do you make sure that all the labels are sticking out?
Mm-hmm.
In the aisles?
Make sure all the milk is not past the expiration date.
Let me tell you something. If I worked at Publix, there's a lot of that foolishness that you guys wouldn't get away with.
Foolishness?
You guys?
Yeah. Why did you throw that expired cheese on that sandwich?
Like that, no, I didn't. That return stuff? That returns nonsense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're saying, let me just get this straight. Publix, which has had a long-standing tradition of you can return whatever you want.
Yeah, you can return. Wait, you can return stuff. But there's some chicanery going on with what's being returned.
Why do you care?
Now, time out.
Because guess what?
Returned with nothing inside.
Right. I saw a half a gallon of milk. Half a gallon, carton of milk.
I've seen that.
And the thing,
many times
lady brings
life.
Back, I want to return this. So go. The lady goes, why you weren't returning? The milk was bad. And I looked over and I said, if you drank that much bad milk, your guts are supposed to be on the ground.
You
right
said
here.
That to her?
Yeah.
Bubble guts should be happening.
Yeah. Dude. Or people that, because here's what you
felt
don't
the
get.
Need to step in.
What if
she what if
people
do that?
About it,
if
though,
a bunch,
they can't, they
if
can't
a bunch of people
you.
Do that, that messes up the price for you.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think they kind of mess with the price however they want.
Okay.
The prices are quite messed up.
Right.
Save us, Publix Sheriff.
Like, and this thing is like, are the employees looking for your input on this?
Huh?
Like, some,
they'll probably just agree with
some
him.
Some Karen
so
just
wouldn't.
Walks in. It's like,
no, that's not true.
No, hold it right there.
They love me. They love me at Publix. You come to Publix with me and watch.
I would
tell
want
me.
Nothing more.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If that cheese is no bueno. Why is 2/3 of it gone, huh? Reach for the sky.
Like, I'm just saying, why we gotta act all crazy? Like, people are just very not courteous. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing says courteous than you saying, well, if the milk was so bad, you would be on the floor right now. There's nothing says courtesy like that.
Are you into Gordo shaming?
What can you do, Leroy? You don't work there, so yeah, you can't do anything about it. Even when you do work there, you can't do much about it.
That's all right.
Their policy.
What are you doing there? Trying to get into the express lane with 12 items?
I think not.
What are you doing? See? They got to take it to the extreme.
Oh, that's extreme?
Lasso for you.
He counts up as they go.
Oh, tried to slip by an extra one in the self-checkout, eh? Not on the
why you got me acting like Terry Tate office linebacker?
This is how I have you. You walking in with you're looking walking in bow-legged like Norman Powell.
I did offer. I did ask the manager at Publix. I said, for a chicken tender sub, I'll handle your returns
when
for the
you
next
become
2 hours.
The Paul Blart of Publix.
I'm telling you.
There's just certain things that just rub me the wrong way. Like inconsiderate people. Like people that, like, yeah, man, it drives me crazy.
That's our show for today, everybody. Leroy's got to go wrangle up some public's varmints.
Really? Yep. Oh, I could just do like you and bash them or fry them.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.